academics and video game designers in London, Ontario. His paper is How Experimental Psychology Can Inform Video Game Design. Good morning, Dr. Broadbeck.
Good morning, Marcus.
So what is it about World of Warcraft that makes it so popular?
Well, the thing about World of Warcraft is that the game never ends. So unlike a lot of games where you get to a goal, WoW, as they call it, World of Warcraft, doesn't end. And every so often there are small little things you get what's called leveled up. So they're like rewards. It's like when you give a food pellet to a rat that's pushing a bar.
So we're a bunch of rats, is what you're saying?
In a lot of respects, you know, animals are animals.
Have you ever played?
I will not play World of Warcraft because I believe my family will never see me again.
You've got one of those personalities that would get into this game, you think?
I don't know if it's the personality thing. It's more it's more just a matter of, I like video games a lot, and because I know the properties of this game, I just think it's probably best that I avoid it.
Well, give me some examples of other hits or even misses in the video gaming world.
Well, I mean, when you think about hits, the ultimate one is probably Halo 2, which in its opening weekend actually did better than any Hollywood movie ever. This game, there's a lot of places where you can save the game, which is like a reward. There's a lot of action, but it's not too much action that you can't follow it. We only have a limited amount of attention. So because of that, you know, there are games that have a lot of action and look beautiful, but there's so much going on that you cannot play. The other nice thing they do in Halo 2 is that when you play against other players, you only play against players that are as good or a little bit better or a little bit worse than you. You never play against a guy who tends to be a 13-year-old guy who completely, as they say in the gaming world, owns you. So you get online and you're dead in 20 seconds. That makes the game rewarding because you can, again, sort of level up.
And Halo is another one of these role-playing games, right, where you get in there and you're someone else?
Not really.
No?
It's more a first-person shooter. You're blowing stuff up.
Okay.
There is a backstory, and it actually has a very good backstory, which is another thing that makes the game effective. Talking about games that don't work, there's a long list of games that aren't very good. But basically, these games are, again, don't allow you to save your progress, things like this, which are little rewards. But they're very useful.
So is that the psychological aspect of all of this? Is that the rewards makes these games attractive?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's the rewards. It's the complexity, but not too complex. It's what are called emergent properties, where stuff happens in games that you're not aware. In fact, a lot of times even, and the paper I wrote, by the way, I wrote with a guy named Jeb Havens, who's a video game designer from Boston, Massachusetts, who also has a psychology degree. And Jeb was saying that a lot of the properties of games are emergent. So stuff happens in a game that even the designer didn't think would happen. So this kind of thing. And I think that's part of what's happened in World of Warcraft, to go back to that.
Can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Well, it's stuff like, well, think about Warcraft, where you have these communities of people, and they end up, you get a sort of a community feel to the game, where you have what's called a guild, which are all your friends. And it almost becomes a social activity. And I know it sounds odd that sitting in front of a computer wearing a headset, pretending you're some sort of gnome walking around with a broadsword sounds social at all, but it actually very much is. A friend of mine's in a guild called the Bunny Killers, and him and his friends from all over North America go around in this game. But they talk, and they know about each other and everything.
And the designers didn't really think this sort of thing would happen, I guess.
Not so much, no.
Are there any benefits to playing these games, or is it just a big waste of time?
Don't ever diss the games, Marcus. They're never a waste of time. I don't know. I think that depending on the game, there can be benefits. I mean, sometimes the games are designed to educate you about things. Sometimes they aren't. There are games that have educational aspects to them. One of the people that I've heard speak and I've talked to about this before is a guy named Jim G., and he's a psychologist at University of Illinois. He says that, I mean, you can learn things from most of these games. Now, some of them you can learn just like anything. You can learn bad things from a book and good things from a book. You can learn bad things from a game and good things from a game. And most of them are just entertainment.
That's right. Entertainment is a good thing, too.
I agree.
All right. Dr. Dave, thanks for joining us this morning.
Not a problem, Marcus.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Dr. Dave Broadbeck, he's a psychology professor at Algoma University in Sault Ste. Marie. And